ברשות הרבנים, אשר תן לי. הלוך is that I'm eating something at home. Let's say I'm eating a donut at home, baked mezonos. And someone else comes from outside, bring me another donut. So I did not have my das on the other donut. So if I want to eat it, I have to make another bochen. That's simple, that's agreed. Now, somebody had a party, so the mother, the lady of the house, prepared like 50 donuts, and everybody knows that she prepares everything. Everybody made mezonos, starting eating, everybody is eating, and all of a sudden, one son comes from his house and he brings in like a few donuts that left over by him, and he put it on the same tray that the donuts of the lady of the house are there. And now you cannot recognize it's all the same donuts. You don't know which donut was before and which donuts are from the son. The majority was from the house, but he bought a few and it got mixed together. What should we do now? And we don't have any other mezonos to be pointer, any other option. Question is, could we eat the donuts, or we can't eat the donuts, or should we make another bracha? What should we do? That's the issue. It's Hanukkah. B'shmirat Shabbat ki ilchata, in the notes, they bring down from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Somebody was going to make Kiddush. He made a geffen. And he noticed that the cup is not full. So somebody went out, got from the neighbor a little wine, and he added it already to the cup. So now the cup is full. But it's a mixture of wine that he had a geffen, and another wine from outside that should have a broche for a geffen. So Shlomo Zalman said, נראה לי לומר שזה בסדר, שלא יברך, ואין לי מקור לזה. He thinks you don't have to make a brochen, but he said himself, I have no source for that. In other words, you know, I heard from Reb Dov Yaffe, that Chazon Ish said, Reb Dov Yaffe used to see a lot of Chazon Ish, he went to Chazon Ish many times, he said, Chazon Ish said, if the Rosh says Mistabra, Mistabra של הראש is greater than הוראה, a proof from the Shas. Because a proof from the Shas is in one place. But Mistabra של הראש is from the entire Torah. Okay, so Reb Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know where it's coming from, but I think you don't have to make another book. So we try to see something. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamedei says, that כל הנהנה מהעולם הזה בלא ברכה, כאילו מעל, and then another addition, כאילו גזל את הקדוש ברוך הוא. So some rabbis wants to discuss that there is no such a thing ביטול ברוב לעניין ברוכה, because it's a matter of moments. כאילו גזל את הקדוש ברוך הוא. כאילו גזל את הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's a matter of moments. It's more of a way to say, that moment is lo betile. In other words, the Gemara is talking about Eruvin. If one lady brought the flour and one lady brought the water, now it's mixture, we have a bread, that it's a mixture with two neighbors, two ladies. And the question is like how to measure the 2,000 amah to that side, to that side. So Gemara, in the sugya, the Gemara says no bitul of momenes. The Shita says that they're becoming partners. If it's one like wheat with wheat, they become partners, and the owner of the majority cannot tell the other one, take your money and leave me alone. If it's a wheat and a barley, so you can pay him because there is no way to separate. But for some reason, if it's a wheat and a wheat, you cannot tell him, take money and go out. זה לא, בקיצור, no ביטול, no ביטול ברוב במו, אין ביטול במו, ביטול ברוב במו. So if, if bring מרשו, זה bring מרשה, זה מרשה says in ברוכה, זה before זה ברוכה, everything belongs להשם, הארץ ומלואה, everything belongs to השם. So that's why בסופק ברוכה, if you don't, you're not sure if you made a ברוכה or not, you cannot eat it because it's like, so they explain that the מרשה means it's like, you take momentness from the ריבונו של עולם. So if it's a momentness, moment לא בטיל. So if I have my donuts and your donuts mixed together, and your donuts belong to Hashem, because I, for me it's belong to Hashem, because I did not make ברוכה on it. So there is no ביטול ברוב on גזלה. That's some, and surprisingly, who is the one? One of the rabbis that did this for him, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in a different note in Shmirat Shabbat, but they say it could be that he chazar bo, but there is a third place of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So he said, I think it's momentous.
Every Sofik Brach's log should be a Sofik moment.
What is it?
Every Sofik Brach's log.
We'll talk about it in a minute. In a minute. Machlokit Rishayim. We'll bring Machlokit Rishayim about that. So they bring another note, like I said, that he said that the moment, like, if charge, they have it in a momentness, ולא בטילה. That's what they bring. I learned by Rebbe Levi Mishkovsky, זיכרונו לברכה, and he used to say always, that when the Gemara says, כף הדמיון, it's not a duplication. כף הדמיון is that there is some kind of common basis between the two things. Kegozel, he did not relate it to kegozel, but if you, misho ochel b'li bracha kegozel, doesn't mean he's a gazlan. Just, there is sort of idea of zele, but it doesn't make it din emomenes. So, find Avne Nezer, siman la medzayin. So he says, for sure it's not in a moment. It's not a matter of zeile. He called it the din bagavra levarech. זה לא, and he has a ray. What's the ray? בעל קרי אוכל ולא מברך. בזמן תקנת עזרה. So the gzera was not to make ברוכה. בעל קרי should not make ברוכה. So how is going to eat? So he can eat. That's a gemore. Gemore bebrochet. So Baal Keri ochel. If it's a matter of gzeile, how can he eat? Since when we give gzeile, even to chole she'en bo sakone, we don't give gzeile. So, I don't know about, yes bo sakone, but en bo sakone, but I don't tell lo gzeile. So if we can't give him gzeile, so Baal Keri would give gzeile, it doesn't make sense. He said, for sure it's not mominess. And also, I saw something on this earth. How can you feed a child who is not making broche if it's gzeile? So what's the heter to give a child gedavar gazul? That's another. And Chochmat Shloime, I don't know what he holds, but he says, if it's a matter of gzeile, so we'll come to a very interesting point. Let's say you took a drink and you drank it, it's in your mouth, and you remember you did not make broche. So what should you do now? You can't make broche, yimale pir tilatecha, you can't make broche when you have the full of coke in your mouth. So he said, now that it's in your mouth, it's davar ha-maus. Davar ha-maus, ze ne'ene veze lo chaser. Ribbono shel olam is not missing anymore the coke. He doesn't need it anymore. So there is no dinner moment on the coke in your mouth. So you might as well drink it. And I think that's not the halacha. I think it says that if it's in your mouth, I don't remember if you take it to the other side or you take it out and you can. I think asur yenot gam b'tzura hazot. And above everything, it's true that Rabbi Ri and Otkama, they hold if you have a suffix, if you made the brocha, we did not make a brocha, so you can't eat. Let's say patach be chamra ve siyem be shichra. So halacha is that you have to start and end the same. When you say Shem Hashem, it should be on boy prayer that you mean it, or chamra ve shichra. But if you started with one and you ended with the other one, it's suffix brochas. So a lot of Rishonim holds suffix brochas. You cannot eat it. But the Rif says you can eat suffix brochas leakel. Suffix the rabbono leakel, and that's the Shulchan Aruch b'siman reshtet. So if that's the halacha that the suffix mutar, for sure we hold it's not suffix zeile, because if it was suffix zeile, how suffix zeile? I don't think it should be mutar. So for, I think we are posting that. Paskin is that it's not a matter of suffix moment. So that's lichora, that's how we should look at it. But still, in other words, Gemara says kilo gozel means if you are not making broche lefi hagdorim shechazal kavu, which means b'sofek leakel, if you don't make the broche and the proper broche on each thing. It's ki'ilu gazel, that's all. That's probably what we hold it. So, l'choira, so we'll leave the side of moines. So we'll discuss like the side of the isurim. Question is, is there bitul berov li'inyan broches? In other words, I would say bitul berov. The most of the donuts had a broch already. And I want to make bitul berov on the rest of them and say, because of bitul berov, I will eat them without broches. Bitul berov. Like Esau is bitul berov. So those donuts that I did not make a broch on them, also we should have bitul berov. Could we say such a svara or not? The Rambam says that if you have a mixture of wine and let's say shechar, which means like beer or something, so the broche would be according to the majority. That's what the Rambam says. Taz has a question, he has an answer. Taz says, for sure both of them need a broche. So we give the broche of the majority. That's so lichoira. Majority means like Bitul berov, like there is no most. Let's say the majority is wine. So let's say that's wine. In other words, the beer inside is like not considered. It's not counted like it bitul berov. Maybe we should say like that. And that's why the broche of the gefen is enough. So with that, we would say okay, there is a bitul berov. But actually, the lemaisa zelo midin bitul berov. The Lemaise would bring Chazonish and Emek Broche, it's not a matter of Bitul Berov. Tosfos says Bebroches, Daf Mem Daled, the Gemara says that אם היה לפניו עיקר ותפל, אינו. עיקר ותפל, ברך על העיקר פטרת התפל. The Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is talking about פירות גנוסר. Somebody ate perot very sweet, like perot genosar that are very, very sweet. And afterwards, like chalash liba, it becomes weak from so much sugar. So you need something sharp, something like maliach, salty. And this put him back. So you add maliach, and he made bracha on the maliach. And after the maliach, he cannot take the salt anymore, so he wants some bread. So the bread is tofel biachas la'amaliach. That's the Gemara. So Tosfot has a question. So the Gemara says, like you make the broche on the maliach, and you don't have to make broche on the bread. So Tosfot asks, wait, go back, make the broche on the perot genosav, and that's the ikar. I wanted to eat perot genosav. The result was that I needed the maliach, and the second result was that I needed the bread. So why should I make the broche on the maliach? Let me make the broche on perot genosav. So Tosfot said, "Nachinami," but we're talking in a case that it was not in the same situation. He had Peot Genusar. After a while, in different place, he needed the Maliach. And after, so with the Maliach, he took the bread. But means that if they were together, it's true. It will make the Brocher and Peot Genusar. But it's not together. So Chazonish and Emek Broch says that from Tosfos we learn that in order that the Ikar, Poter et HaTefel, we need both of them to be together, to be together lefanenu. Then, if both of them together are lefanenu, so then the Ikar Poter et HaTefel means that the Tefel need the Broche. There is not such a thing that I eat something without the Broche. The Tefel need the Broche. But the Broche is not a Moitzi. The Broche would be Shakol, because now the Tefel kibel et HaBroche shel HaIkar. They got one Broche. They changed to be one item. One Broche. It's the Broche of the Iker. But for sure we had the Broche on the Tefel. Both of them say the same thing. And the Broche has another nafkamina from the Broche Chone. If somebody has wine and water, and he did not have the shiur. He did not have a shiur of the wine for Broch HaChone, but he had a shiur for the water to have Broch HaChone. So Mishnah Berurah had a sofek what to do. And Mishnah Berurah said, I don't understand about the sofek. The whole idea is that you don't have to make Broch on the water because you made Broch on the wine. But the water needs Broch. So if you didn't make Broch on the wine, for sure you should make Broch on the water. But comes to back to what we need here, is that there is no such a thing. In other words, I cannot bring a proof from wine and beer together, yain v'shachar together, that there is such a thing not to make broche on the donut that I did not make broche on it, because there is no such a thing to eat something when you did not make broche on that particular item. But still, they did not discuss Bitul Berov. They were discussing, I had Pat and Maliach. I have two items, two separate items. Each one, you can see, this is bread, and this is Maliach. No such a thing, Bitul Berov inside. It's a sugi of Ikar v'Tefel, the chidush, that you need a brochen. But maybe if it's a mixed together, so maybe we can judge and think with the concept of Bitul Berov and say, okay, the donuts, there is a Bitul Berov. That's a question. And if we say Bitul Berov, still we have a sofek. Could be that we say Bitul Berov and you cannot make broche, because you would hold one donut in your hand and maybe that's the donut already that you make broche on. Oh no, not like that. You cannot make broche because now this you cannot separate them. So you cannot separate. How can you make broche on each one? Or not? We'll say we can make a broche and we don't have to make a broche because the minority is that did not a broche, got Bitul Berov, and now we don't need to make broche on them. That's a sofik. Now I want to bring a svore. There is not to say Bitul Berov. Bitul Berov, I know that when they discuss Bitul Berov heter beheter, so the Ran holds that there is no such a thing Bitul Berov heter beheter. So the question from Bishenim, they have a kashi mitzemer gmalim v'tzemer izim sheitarbevu zeh bazeh, camel and sheep, the wool got mixed together and there was rov of gmalim, of camels. So now you can do it with pishtan. Yeah, that's a mishne. So they asked, how can you say there is no heter, beter, lo batil? Here, the two the two wounds before they got mixed together, each one was heter. So how can you say there is no bitul of heter be heter? So they say, מתרצים לפי הרייבד. The Raibed says that a wool of sheep has already the issue to be together with the pishtan. With the already has an issue inside, built in. So it's heter be issue. So how to look at it here? You have something that the is asur lecha le'echol oto. So it's built in an isur, and then you say there is a bitul berov, that the one piece that I cannot eat is bottle in the other pieces that I can eat. Oh no, we'll go like the Avni Nezer. Avni Nezer says there is nothing in the food. The food is heter gamur. If it's heter gamur, it's isur gavra le'echol davar bli bracha. You cannot eat it, but it's really heter gamur. So if heter gamur, so the donut that you done with bracha is heter gamur, so there is no bitul berov shel heter beheter, because even what we say is bitul beheter beheter, because there is isur built in. But here, there is no isur built in. It's gavra that you cannot eat. So if that's the case, it's a big chumre. And it's not only that, but also the story with the wine with Reb Shlomo Zalman, that they brought wine from the neighbors, and he said, "It looks to me that you don't have to make brocha." So the whole idea not to make brocha is bitul berov. Tofel lo shayach leagid that wine is one piece part of the wine is tofel to the other part of the wine. Tofel, you can say two things: one like sugar and a tea. So you can say, you can discuss if sugar is tofel to the tea or it's not tofel to the tea. So, and then I know that the Gedolim says that if you bring sugar from outside, it's bottle legabe atei. Okay, it's not so simple. But wine with wine, for sure it's not a day. Wine with wine, for sure there is no ikar v'tafel. So the only way you can go is bitul berov. But if you hold like Avnei Nezer, if it's true what I'm saying, that there is no isur built in, and if there is no isur built in, so it's like heter beheter, so you can not make a bracha. I have another 2 minutes, so I want to mention something that has not to do with that. Chatam Sofer says, I can connect it to Chanukah, but chaval al hazman. Chatam Sofer says, בפרשת ויקרא, it's not mentioned the name of Aaron HaKohen. And Chatam Sofer brings Medrash that has a question, why Aaron HaKohen is not mentioned in Parashat Vayikra? So Chatam Sofer gives an answer that only the holy Chatam Sofer can answer such a question. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved so much the theory of Aaron HaKohen, so he decided it's a waste of his time, of Aaron HaKohen, to do korbanos. I let his sons to do the korbanos, and let Aaron HaKohen learn Tehillim. That's Chatam Sofer. So I'm saying, here we have a koiler. So you can't imagine, the Gemara Menoches mentioned all the time, you know, kilo makriv, kilo banivna bet hamikdash, learning is so high. But to such a level, that it's greater than do the korbanot himself. Of Aaron HaKohen, he has already the mitzvah of doing all the korbanot. Ad kede kach, sha'aramban, b'parashat Baalotcha, Rashi brings the medrash that Aaron HaKohen is a felishus adat, that all the nesim brought korbanot, and he did not have a chance to bring the korbanot. So Rashi said, I'll give you the menorah. The Ramban said, I don't understand. Aaron HaKohen is so much, lifnai ve'lifnim. I can't understand how he can have chalishus adat from korbanos. So he explained it has to do with Chanukah, that he got the blessing that his sons would have the menorah forever, what we do now. But I'm saying we should think about this so strong, that Chatam Sofer says that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the Tire of Aaron HaKohen more than he loves his Akrabat Korbanot.